Welcome to the
Mind Kitchen!
It's gonna be one of those.
Oh, God, it's so good to be back. It's so good to be back here at Roberta's for another episode of the greatest game show on the whole wide world. Here's a pen if you'd like it. Check this out, dudes. This is the tightest, most illest game show that you'll ever hear here at Roberta's. It's called The Mind Kitchen.
You and look it remarkably is like Bob Barker.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're about to meet our guests in a little while. Let me just give a quick pitch of what the show is. I'm going to give these contestants five ingredients. They're going to pitch me a three-course meal. The most brilliant recipe selection, of course, wins the day. And today, the prize is a copy of Saw 4. If anyone's ever seen it, Saw 4 is an amazingly horrific horror movie.
What happens in the first three?
I never saw the first three.
Is it in 3D?
It's not in 3D.
Supposedly Saw 4 really ties
chainsaws?
It all together.
Chainsaws? Chainsaws or?
No, they go past chainsaws. It's torture devices. People dangle off of things into pits
porn.
Of other things. Total torture porn. That's the exact word for it.
So no musicals as a gift?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, then I don't care about this prize.
Wait, let me finish up. Just so you guys know, you're going to get five ingredients, and then you're also allowed, because I'm a nice guy, I'm going to give you a little pantry. The pantry has water, oil, butter, salt, pepper, eggs, flour, and milk. It's
sugar?
And sugar, actually, yeah. Because you can make little cakey cakes. You know what? We've also been told that we can give out a bottle of vino. And that is that's another prize that
Boom.
Somebody is getting today. This is all going to be judged by me, Matt Timms of ChiliTakedown.com, and Nat in the booth.
Howdy.
Nat is the producer of this brilliant show.
Sometimes.
Dudes, let's meet our guests.
It's really, really hot and dry in here.
Let's talk to our three guests, and I'm going to start with Wenjay. Oh.
Wenjay. You're pointing towards me?
So good to have you on board.
I want to eat
my pizza. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Well, let's talk about how we met. Is that
yeah,
fun?
That's perfect.
Right? That's a great
perfect.
Story.
Yeah.
Matt and I have known each other for 5 years.
Five or four.
That's what I said when four.
It all passes so quick.
Yeah. I was riding my bike past this little hot sauce eating contest. Saw Matthew standing there crying.
Yeah, but who won the hot sauce eating contest?
Well, technically you won, but you also started crying. So technically you also lost.
The tears were involuntary.
But you
and
don't
I was eating
not cry.
I was
likely
eating
story.
The ghost pepper, which is of course 1 million on the Scoville.
Pretty hot.
So the tears of course were involuntary, as was the dancing, but it was a fun time and she thinks
great.
I'm cool. Right?
That's definitely the moral of the story.
Thank you. Thank
Men
you
crying.
So much, Wenjay.
I think the show is a 1 million on the Scoville.
Who is that guy? Is that God?
Damn.
God?
There's something in my eye, you guys. There's something in my eye right
and
now.
I said I didn't have anything to promote, but I actually do. My band is playing a show tomorrow.
Oh, good.
That's fun?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Tell me about your band real quick.
You know, just three ladies having fun.
What's the name of the band?
The Honeydews.
The Honeydews?
Mm-hmm.
Hot. And what? And where?
Is it spelled D-E-W or D-O?
D-O-S.
D-O-O-Z.
D-O-O-Z. Doos it up.
I get it. Hey, Hagen Blunt.
What's up?
What's up with you? This is one of those guys that does a lot of different things all the time at excess.
I'm going to stop doing a lot of different things, and I'm going to do one thing, and I'm going to do one thing awesome, and that is itasteyourbeer.com. I get paid to drink beer. I get paid to promote bars and interesting events that go on in the New York City beer scene and beyond.
But isn't it true that if I came to one of your parties, dude, that you would pay me?
I did, yes.
You did
my,
that once?
my event was the launch party that was on January 31st for my February 1st launch, and I actually paid everybody to be beer models, and that was a lot of fun.
Dude, we're drinking one of your beers right now. It's very hoppy.
Mm. It is the Shipyard Quadruple X. Maybe it's a Quattros Equis. Maybe you are the most interesting beer drinker in the world right now, Matthew Timms.
Mm, is this new and no one's ever tried it before?
It's about a year old. It is from Shipyard, made in Maine, where all fantastic things are from. I'm from Maine. I've got my Beer Me my Beer Me shirt on.
Radio show, dude.
Yeah.
But I appreciate
you
it.
Can't
so do the other
yeah.
people in the room.
We will not give you a link to that because that is excruciatingly tough.
Yo, I just want to mention also, thirdly, that Lola Bell is here. And Lola Bell is one of my
Oh, I forgot to mention something.
Oh, okay, quickly.
Hey. HoppinRecords.com!
HoppinRecords?
It was the guy in the last...
Oh, yeah.
I just listened to that this morning.
You let him hijack our show? That sucks.
This guy keeps staring at us.
Dude, that guy was wasted.
What we need is for Lola Bell to talk. She is... Please let me introduce her to the radio audience that she is one of the most brilliant girls ever. And a friend of mine from 10 years.
That sucks for me to live up to now.
Come on. Just talk about yourself.
I'm a Leo. I hate long walks on the beach and I hate candlelit dinners, but I do like food and I've been to five continents. I'm an ESL teacher. I teach English to adults because after bartending for 15 plus years in Williamsburg, you make a shitload of money.
Yeah.
You go on vacation for a couple of weeks or a month or so to different countries. You eat their food. You
so
come
you know
back.
About food. You know what food is.
I like the food. So I became a teacher, an ESL teacher, so I could travel to other countries and eat more food.
But you also like the alcohol because, and I know this because you were the manager at
Enid's,
and yes. That was about 11 years ago that
For 8 years
you.
I worked there, yeah. And we used to do the Upright Citizens Brigade together. Right. We took UCB level one. We were the class clowns.
We were goofy.
I wouldn't picture either of you as the class clowns.
And I was the cool kid because I didn't show up for the graduation performance because the cool kids never go to graduation. You don't go.
I went. And yeah. You told me that. You well, told me that by text.
You're
a
nerd.
Like a dick.
You're a nerd.
Nerds! Check this out.
Talk to me.
Okay, so this is getting pretty serious, and I know listeners, they did get to know you just now, but now they get to know the food. Okay. And this is what you guys are going to be playing with. We're going to give you guys 10 minutes to pitch us a delicious three-course meal. And I'm talking first about coffee! Rutabaga!
What the fuck is that?
Spaghetti squash! Avocado! Slim Jims! Okay, you guys, I want you to get mind cooking in the mind kitchen now. Good to see you guys with your pencils down, looking neatly forward at me, and ready to pounce, ready to pitch the three-course meal that you have planned. And the ingredients, let's go back. It was rutabaga, Slim Jims, coffee, spaghetti squash, and avocado. Honestly, I feel like I spoiled you guys. I think I seriously did.
Really? Could you just give us one?
Huh?
Just give us something to use.
I gave you guys a nice little pantry with water and oil and sugar.
I had a big problem with this.
I bet you're going to
I really thought you were going to ask for, like, pig white blood cells.
No, I think
you
I did it.
You kind of do that a lot.
The rat was, I mean,
I use these ingredients every day. So.
These guys listen to the show.
I use rat anyway, so it's fine.
Wenjay, step forward. Tell us about your appetizer, main course, and dessert.
Well, I call the appetizer the Nat Incredible. It is. Isn't he a judge?
Plus one.
Phew. It's a coffee infused bread with an avocado spread. Also, it rhymes. Number two, the main course. Spaghetti squash, spaghetti pizza base with a Slim Jim topping. Do I have to tell you how I'm making this, or it just happens?
You can say as much as you want.
I put it in the oven, which I call the magic conventional oven.
It's convection.
It does everything I wanted to tell him to.
Is it convection?
No, conventional.
Oh, conventional.
Conventional.
Coffee, avocado spread. Okay, I'm with you.
You didn't write anything down.
No, I did. I'm gonna write it all down later. I just want to hear you talk. It's brilliant. You're blowing my mind. So pizza.
It's a pizza. Number three.
Dessert.
Avocado ice cream on a bed of Slim Jims with coffee beans grounded and sprinkled on top and rutabaga in a blender. Mix it down. Cook it down with sugar as a syrup on top of the ice cream.
Okay, I don't feel as bad as I did.
What?
Okay, no. In all fairness, rutabaga syrup, I'm wondering about how much sugar content is in rutabaga.
In all fairness, I'm allergic to ice cream, so I have no idea what it
you're
like.
Not tasting it. In fact, she ordered a pizza without cheese just now.
Which you ate half of.
I did.
There you go.
Interesting.
That's yours, I think.
My pride. Hey, yo.
Moving straight along to Hagen Blunt. Please discuss.
All right. Actually, I made this bread when I was younger. It was called sausage bread. And my grandfather made it, and it was awesome. I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to make a Slim Jim bread. So how you make it, it's just basically flour, and then you take up the sausages, and you crumble them up, and you put them inside, and you roll them up with egg wash and butter. Egg wash is you take the white out of the egg white and you just use the yolk and you spread.
You're telling me that you can slit open a Slim Jim?
Egg wash is usually the white part, not the yolk, actually.
Nope, it's not. It's the yolk. This is the part where I'm glazing the top of the thing. Egg wash.
The white part.
No, that's the white. When you egg wash something, you definitely take the yolk, and you're just doing. Well, actually, you can do both. You can use both the egg thing and.
This is your bus. I'm on the back of the bus. I'm following you. Just asking questions in the back of the bus. I'm Rosa Parks in the back here.
I believe the egg wash can either be all white or
Grandma from Finland
or just the yolk. I don't believe it can be just the white. I think that egg wash has to have the yolk.
We're going to the Google after this, people. When the microphones are off, we're going right to the Google.
I did not Google this. I know what egg wash. I know what I did before.
Listen, I'm listening. I'm all right, ears. So, my jaw's on the floor.
So, anyways,
regardless.
Yeah. Okay. So I egg wash. But, you know, we slice the Slim Jims in half. We're going to take
Let me ask you about those Slim Jims. Do you suppose that meat will just crumble out and fall apart like sausage might? What do you think will happen when you open a Slim Jim?
I mean, I think I want to get it more to a sausage consistency.
Maybe
so
you should put it through a meat grinder.
No, we want to get that casing out.
Oh, yeah,
so I'm
going to
scoop it. I'm going to scoop it out of the outside casing.
But then you might want to mulch it a bit.
Yeah, maybe steam it a little bit or do something.
Sure.
You know, add some volume to it.
I hope there's not a crazy chemical reaction when you do anything
I wouldn't try too many crazy things with it. So, I'm going to do that. So you basically bread, egg wash the bread, roll up the Slim Jims, and bake it, and it's a nice golden brown on top. That Delish. Is my appetizer. That's like a past app.
Okay.
For my main course, I'm going to do fried rutabaga chips on top of spaghetti squash. I'm actually going to take the rutabaga and I'm going to kind of distill, get the essence of the rutabaga. Actually, this is like I'm going to call up Grant Achaz and he's going to get that shit down for me. I'm going to go to Alinea and like boil that shit down. So that's going to be like a beady kind of flavor, like a sweet beady flavor. I'm going to use the rutabaga and the avocado to make kind of a sauce with salt and pepper for the spaghetti squash. And spaghetti squash can be made pretty much just like spaghetti, so I'm going to use that as the base. No Slim Jim.
I'm interested in your entree not to have any Slim Jim, to stick with a vegetarian pleasure. And I got to tell you, by the way, just off the record, that spaghetti squash is my favorite squash.
I love spaghetti squash. I haven't had it in the longest time.
It's so good.
For the dessert, I am going to do a coffee mousse. That's going to have some coffee. I'm just going to, I'm going to completely strain the coffee just to get I'm going to take like 7 or 8 espresso shots and just get it down to just the essence of the coffee. I'm going to take avocado and egg whites. I'm going to whip up the egg whites.
Oh, like an egg wash?
A lot. Not at all like an egg wash.
Just calling you out.
Completely avoiding the egg
wash. Off the top ropes.
I'm going to take the yolks out of the equation. Completely out of the equation.
I get it. The way it's always been done.
You mean as in history?
So, a little salt.
You mean her story?
A little salt, little sugar, a couple drops of milk, a whole avocado, 2 egg whites, and whip that up for about 10 minutes. I'm going to have a nice coffee mousse, and it's going to have that little bit of oil from the avocado. So that is my meal.
Well, honestly, your last dish was the most impressive thus far. I was wowed.
Well, what are you saying like that?
Hey, I didn't say it and judge it all. I'm going to judge all of these all together.
And my chocolate sweaty
Take
balls.
Your 4D sauce.
I was going to make chocolate sweaty balls, but I decided
Lola
not
Bell,
to.
Lola Bell.
Hello, sir.
How are your
I
balls?
Can't wait to hear what goes on in your brain.
Well, this is what I got.
Yeah.
I've been living in Williamsburg since 1996, and there's a little something I call the Williamsburg MacGyver Hangover Breakfast. We all know you're coming home after a walk of shame. And you stop by that natural gourmet bodega that just opened up on your block.
Right. Sing it, girl. Very expensive.
And you're going to order some very interesting breakfast items. For instance, you sit down and immediately they're going to give you your appetizer, which the first thing you need after a walk of shame is a cup of coffee with a sugar-coated Slim Jim as the stirrer.
Oh,
this will
boy.
Cure the hangover and open the palate.
Science, people. Science.
For the next portion of our meal.
Oh, God. Finally, a real cook.
Here we go. Next course is the entree. What we're going to do is we're going to take one of those silver latte, like the steamed milk mugs that they use to steam the milk.
Okay.
We're going to take that. We're going to throw in some eggs, some salt, some pepper, some mashed avocado, and we're going to steam it in the coffee machine until it's a nice, semi-hard but gooey hot breakfast cereal. Ugh. We're going to garnish this with fried spaghetti squash onion rings.
I want to be there with you, and I will be there with you.
And we're going to serve it with just a simple side of Slim Jims because this is a bodega in Brooklyn.
How do you make the spaghetti squash onion rings? Do you braid the spaghettis?
You slice them up julienne.
Uh-huh.
You know? Little flour, then throw them in the deep fried oil, quick splash fry, and then throw them on top of those gooey hot breakfast avocado whipped eggs in the steamer.
Yum.
Hot breakfast cereal.
Okay.
For dessert, what we need to do is finish our palate with a nice little avocado slice, deep fried avocado slice. We're going to flour the avocado slice. We're going to dip it in egg, and then we're going to deep fry it in oil for deep fried avocado fries.
Wait a minute, that's your dessert?
That's my dessert.
I like
because
it.
Because it's so creamy.
I'll eat that shit.
It's so creamy.
I eat
good.
It. Is it a dessert?
I don't care.
In Brooklyn?
Maybe it's like just sprinkle some
it's
sugar
a fruit.
On it.
Avocado is a fruit.
Sprinkle some crack on
that's
that
dessert.
Shit.
Technically, it's a fruit.
Now ask me about the rutabaga. I didn't use it in any of my...
What's up with the rutabaga?
What's the rutabaga?
You're fired.
Check it out, people. It's Williamsburg.
Like
we got a... It's Williamsburg. We got a potluck dinner tonight. I'm bringing something to the party. What's up, people?
Whoa!
I got a take home.
What?
I'm bringing the vegetable. I'm bringing
understand.
The rutabaga to the party tonight at the potluck party in Williamsburg.
And
I got an extra
going home alone.
So what's happening with the rutabaga?
So you show up at the party with the rutabaga?
And then...
Yeah, and there's a pot on the table, and you just chop it up and
she
throw it in.
She puts it in the pot,
boom.
And then she goes
this is
alone.
This is my offering.
Stone soup.
This is my offering for the potluck party tonight.
Oh, so other people are also involved at the party, and you just brought the rutabaga, and
everyone,
you just partied
all night. At a potluck, you got to bring something. I'm bringing my
Hagen
rutabaga.
Blount,
so you ended your dessert by partying all night long.
Ta-da. I'll get a six-pack from that bodega. Pop over to my friend's house, who's also unemployed, and we just kill time watching Wheel of Fortune or Family Feud until the potluck party that night.
Hello!
Hello!
This is what happens on the Mind Kitchen!
We started recording, so we're going to start with the dog porno.
Oh, hey, wait. Welcome to the Mind Kitchen. And we're back, you guys. Not only are we back, but Hagen Blount, please get off the fucking phone. Are you serious?
Wow. He's still Googling egg wash. He's Googling egg wash, and apparently he was right.
Sure
I stand corrected. You can use either
yolk sure
or the white part.
I'm pretty sure he's trading some dog porno members. On his dog porno website.
Dog porno?
Is that true? Oh, that's horrible.
I completely deny. I deny that statement.
I'm pretty sure
I
disqualifies.
I deny that statement.
Do you know what they use?
Before the show completely melts down.
Egg wash.
Before the show completely melts down, I'm taking back control. I'm taking the reins.
Egg wash?
Hey, Nat in the booth.
Yes.
What do you think of today?
Okay.
What do you think of today's
Here
little offering?
I'm going to break it down. I'm going backwards.
Okay.
The Nat's incredible. It touched me in a certain way, and it was the best dessert, although Matt and I are agreeing to disagree on that particular point. I think the avocado ice cream covered in...
everything?
In everything, right. That was a good look. The rutabaga syrup, Matt is not so sure about, but I'm willing to ingest that.
This is Wenjay's dessert.
Right. This is Wenjay. I mean,
the
I'm not...
The person that named something
I'd like
after
to propose
you.
That. I'd
I
like
named
to propose...
something after you.
Yeah, well, that's why he likes it so much. But let me tell you, I don't think that you can take...
You do not think. That's the problem.
Rutabaga. Hold on. This is my show. I don't think you can take rutabaga and make a syrup out of it. I don't think the sugar content is high enough.
I guarantee you can
do
that.
Well, you can add sugar.
You take enough rutabaga, you can make a syrup.
Exactly. You get a lot
I'm
of
taking
rutabaga.
It to potluck.
You add some wine or
have
olive
somebody
oil,
else figure
butter.
It out.
Well, I took sugar. Points away, though, for the... making pizza out of spaghetti squash because
it's
I think
crazy.
that is a little imaginary. Although it was a magic oven, I'll give you that. But
have you been in my mind? Because my mind can do that. It's called Mind Kitchen, crazy.
Moving on. We had.
I want a recount.
We had Hagen. Okay. So you're frying the rutabaga chips on top of the spaghetti squash for the entree. That's cool. The Slim Jim bread actually sounds good, and there's the egg wash. It's washed an egg. That's great. I don't know about the sauce, though, that's made out of rutabaga and avocado as a sauce. Not so sure about that. But the coffee mousse was a good look, and, you know, that sounds good. Mousse. So those are in my thoughts on Hagen.
Interesting. Yeah. So, Nat, who do you... Oh, wait. No, we still want to talk about Lola, don't
Hold
we?
Hold on. Yeah. Okay. So, Lola, cup of coffee with the sugar-coated Slim Jim stirrer. That spoke to me.
I love you, Nat.
Yeah, I love you, too. As someone that uses those straws to drink soda at the movie theater, that's, like, totally... If that was meat, It would be like even
the
like,
sour straws with the sugar on
them. So like sour straw, drinking Dr. Pepper through a sour straw, but it's meat. That's like all I've been thinking about since
I
heard
that.
It's
kind of like a bacon strip Bloody Mary, but it's coffee in a Slim Jim.
That's right.
Need more nitrate sickles.
Right.
Gross.
Nice, Hagen. Nice one.
I'm not sure about the latte mug filled with egg, salt, pepper, mashed avocado.
I didn't even hear that.
I'm just using that. I'm just using it as a cup.
I was Googling.
There's no milk in there. There's no coffee in there. It's just the steamer. That's what we're using to cook the eggs.
So it's vegan.
I understand. But I wasn't into that, but I did like the hell of a lot of frying going on. Fried the spaghetti squash as onion rings, although there's no onions in them, with the simple slide of splash fried Slim Jims. I like that you said
splash fried. Well, the poor girl's hungover.
Right, you're hungover. I like the word splash fried. And I like that you said that you're having floured avocado that's deep fried.
Yeah, that sounded good.
Yeah. And
I want to try those actually
fries.
For real.
In the end, my vote personally went to Lola for setting new precedent for Mind Kitchen Pantry with the rutabaga out the door.
Got it, girl.
I'm a bold girl. I'm a punk rock girl. I'm not going to use all the ingredients.
That's interesting,
What's
and
up?
We all know Wanting. That Nat's opinion it does influence my own because I listen to every word he says. At the end of the day, though, I am the king, God, and your lord of this show, The Mind Kitchen. So my opinion is what's about to happen, and I'm about to award the winner. So guess what? I'll just go around the horn just real quick and tell you guys what I think of y'all. Wenjay, I know you love pizza. I know you love ice cream. And I know that you like bread.
She's eating pizza right now.
And she's eating pizza right now, even. I wanted to be wowed. And especially, can I back up a second to ask you, what is the... Was the dough made out of spaghetti squash? Is that what you meant? In your mind. What's going on in your mind
right now? She gave up already.
That was
the
issue.
My mind, I have
little She's pissed that Nat wants me.
Three beers deep. Anything's going on in
her mind. It saw four, didn't...
It's like, I named a dish after you and you're giving it to Lola.
I am in saw four now.
Saw four was like, not enough for me to care about anything.
I think Wenjay just shot her Mind Kitchen ideas in the head.
In my mind, what was the question?
Moving on. Hagen had some amazing ideas. You know what I was most intrigued with? The bread. You want to know why? Because it sounded edible. Fairly yummy. Do you want to add something, Nat?
I was going to say, if I'd actually eat one of these, it would probably be Hagen's.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, those and that entree, what a daring move. A vegetarian entree. Who knew? But you're not given many amazingly delicious options here in the Mind Kitchen, but you did what you did with them, and that entree stands out muchly.
Muchly is not
I
a word.
I love that word.
As an English teacher, sorry.
Oh, well,
Too
I
Too late.
Use
it is a word now.
I know.
You teach
Neologist.
ESL.
Neologism
we
is a word.
But you
and Matt,
ESL
my
is
friend.
Different.
My friend
it's my show.
Is a neologist.
It's a word. Moose. Who doesn't love moose? Okay.
It's pronounced moose.
Moving on to Lola. Lola had a coffee stirrer made out of a Slim Jim, which was so depressing to me. I can't even tell you. I've never been more depressed. Just the thought of a piece of meat in my coffee. Bummer.
I should mention at this point.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
I've never had coffee.
Ah,
neither
she's
have
not
I.
Not a coffee drinker. So she's not a beefy coffee drinker.
No. Also. Never had a Slim Jim.
Listen.
Neither have I.
Oh, I don't care if I win Saw 4 or not right now.
You guys are living empty shells.
I've never had them either, but I want to win
completely.
Saw 4.
Okay, still have the floor over here.
You,
still have the floor.
Avocado and white wine 3 times a day.
Mashed avocado, eggy cup of whatever. That also didn't make any sense. I want to continue
it was
to
a steamed
oh, but
egg
and there were
dish.
Little there were little onion rings
yeah.
that you almost justified.
It was steamed eggs with avocado in there.
Okay, and
I've
then
seen it done at Phoebe's Cafe on Graham Avenue. They steam the eggs off the coffee machine.
Yeah,
yeah. Swear
are
to God. They good though?
Yeah, they're great. They're very fluffy.
Oh, they have good music.
They're
but...
fluffy.
Finally, it was fried avocado slices.
Yeah,
and that was your dessert. But at the end of the day, you did walk out of the room with an avocado and
with a rutabaga
to a party.
Yeah,
with a rutabaga
and gave it to the hostess as potluck. Here you go,
food to a party.
This is what I brought to the party.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
It's tough.
There were a couple mediocre dishes here. In fact, everything was quite mediocre. But the spirit in Lola Bell's dishes carries the day, because she walked out of my mind kitchen and went to a party and took all her clothes off and partied all night. And that's how you do it on the mind kitchen.
It's a walk of fame, right. Not a walk of shame.
Exactly. Thank you, Lola. You win a copy of Saw 4 and You're a welcome. Bottle of wine.
Thank you. This reminds me of when I won trivia at the Soft Spot last year. We went to the box and we saw that transvestite put a bottle of wine up their ass. That was very exciting. Let's do that again tonight.
Live and party with Matt Timms, and that's what happened. Thank you for listening to the Mind Kitchen.